This is blasphemy. This is madness.
This is the Aaron Water Show. Yep, we did it again. We crushed. Not really. Kind of technically lost a little bit, but still kind of crushed. We went 1-1 on bets for UFC Vegas 3 on straight bets, and then lost our little sprinkle on the Piechota by sub plus 500. Not a big fan of Piechota anymore, TBH. Renault, major big time fuck up on my part. Part of my handicapping was that she was 42 years young, and it was actually her birthday, which is banana land. What are the odds? I guess 1 in 365, but yeah, it's her birthday. And yeah, the 42 year young chick was actually 43 years old as hell. So kind of a bop, but, we on a night like that, when all the big faves, the minus 200s that everyone are betting, or taking fat L's, quitting at halftime. Small L's like that feel like a win. So moral victory there. Didn't bet on Brianna. Didn't bet on Max. So yeah, technically we're going to count that as a dub. That's a big week. Crushed it. But yeah, we're moving on. Big week this week, UFC Vegas 4. Card blows, if we're being honest. Was really stoked because I saw the chick I was talking about last week, who I said was the worst fighter in the world. No offense. Was actually on this card. And I had no clue when I was calling her the worst fighter in the world, no offense, last week, that she was even fighting. So, I mean, I was pretty pumped about that. But unfortunately, her fight got canceled because her opponent, Miranda Maverick, which is, by the way, a Hall of Fame just name in general, not just fight name, just a regular dope name. She pulled out. And yeah, so our free money would have been just free money. I just would have shoved all in on Miranda Maverick, called it a day. But now I think we're going to have to do a little actual investigating on who we should actually bet on. But this week, We got a little special surprise. I've been busy. I've been hungover as hell all week. Haven't been able to handicap, watch tape, whatever, run my model. So I have decided to employ a psychic to give me her reading, to give me her vibes on what she thinks the main event and the co-main event and how they're going to go down. So luckily for you all, I have gotten that reading. I have it right here. It's a PDF. It's a two-page PDF. Her name is Gypsy Janine. And yeah, she's a fucking psychic, which is sick. For those of you who don't know, psychic means you can see the future. So we got some locks here with Gypsy Janine. She made me provide picks, so that you could see their eyes, and they had to be recent picks because eyes are the gateway to the soul, apparently. Fun fact. That's the kind of fun facts you get on this show. So yeah, I provided her the picks and she hit me up with this PDF. Long PDF. If you want it, DM me, I'll give it to you. A lot of hot stuff in here. She says at the very end that the gods are always with you. So it's pretty dope. Good to hear. Good to know. But yeah, anyway, let's dive in this PDF. We'll go over the co-main first. Mike Perry versus Mickey Gall. But yeah, let's just look. There's a lot of shit in here, but we'll just go through the good stuff. Right off the bat, she kind of goes for Mike Perry's soul. Kind of says some mean stuff about him. Mike Perry is a good fighter, but his aura has leaks and cracks at the moment, and he is not completely in touch with his natural predator and fighter. You know, obviously as a better, we want to make sure our fighter has that natural predator and fighter instinct. So right off the bat, that's kind of worrisome, especially I think Perry's going off at minus 300-ish right now. Don't want to be betting on any minus 300s with aura leaks. So right off the bat, pretty troublesome here. She goes on. She says Mickey Gall is definitely in top shape and his aura is clean. He is fit and very aligned. That's, you know, as a dog, I love to hear that. So right off the bat, it seems like she's gonna pick our boy Mickey Gall, which is a big dog. So, you know, who let the dogs out? Sounds like we're about to smash a dog. Joey Chestnut style. So here we go. Let's just skip to the end. She says, overall, I would really say Mickey Gall would be a next champion in the long run because he has the strength of character, personality, and predator instinct to really make it. Mike Perry will not be a long-term champion. Wow. Shots fired. That's wild. So, yeah, I mean, we're betting Mickey. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, really don't want to bet Mickey. Guy's kind of a scrub, but, you know, tough to fade a psychic. So I think that's one unit on Mickey Gall. Aura's looking fire. So he's going off right now at plus 260 at 5 dimes. So let's hit that. So yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of other shit in here. Not sure if English is her first language. I don't know if Gypsy speak English, but a lot of run-on sentences. But at the end of the day, you get the gist. Mike Perry, kind of in a troubling spot right now. Which, I mean, if you've been watching him at all, you know, pretty obvious. This one I thought very interesting. Let's move on to the main event: Poirier versus Hooker. She says Poirier is a winner, and I can see he has had much success in the past, which is facts. Which is kind of scary. You know, this chick doesn't watch MMA. I don't even know if she has a TV. But yeah, she's pretty spot on with a lot of this. She also says Dan Hooker is a very keen and good young fighter, but he actually does not 100% have what it takes long term, like Mickey Gall. Whoa. Okay. So that's interesting. She's loving on Mickey. I did give her a pretty good picture of Mickey, so she might just have a crush on him. But yeah, let's just skip to the end here. I personally would say a small leap of faith and a chance on the underdog, Dan Hooker, would possibly be good. Wow. Plot twist. However, Dustin Poirier is not finished yet and will go strong for a while, but I see him slowly having to accept other fighters will start overtaking him, and this is mainly because his more settled home situation now. That's crazy. So, yeah. So, I mean, it seems like she was loving on DP earlier, but yeah, kind of went and said Hooker's going to take over because of Dustin Poirier's home situation now, which we don't know exactly what's going on at home, but sounds like something's going on. But yeah, it's an interesting one. Like I said, there's a lot of shit on here. I'm going to actually try to get Gypsy Janine on. She's a busy gypsy, so she wasn't able to make it on today. But this PDF filled with gold, like I said, DM me. You can have it. It's pretty spicy. She also does have, let's see, I was looking through this earlier. There might be a live betting opportunity in here. Yep, here it is. It is expected that first Dustin will have the upper hand, but by the middle of the fight, Dan Hooker might take over and suddenly head towards victory. Boom. So if you're going to bet on Hooker, I say we live bet him because it sounds like Dustin's going to be winning in the beginning and then Hooker's going to take over and head towards victory. So there it is. Boom. Yeah, thanks to Gypsy Janine. First sort of guest on the show, even if she was just in PDF form. Yeah, we're going to be rolling in more guests, trying to get Ariane on, some ring girls. Dana might roll through. I'm going to be... canoeing to Fight Island starting probably next week. So once I get there, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be able to get Max on, Max Holloway, my boy. But yeah, I think that's it. So just as an overview, we're going to bet Mickey Gall because Perry's aura is on the down low. And then we're going to go with a live bet after the first round, Dan Hooker. So yeah, that's all we got for the show. It's the Aaron Water Show. Thanks for tuning in, and peace out.